You're listening to AIB Market Talk, bringing you financial market insights from AIB's experts.
Hello and welcome to our monthly podcast covering the latest releases of the AIB-sponsored Irish Manufacturing and Services PMIs. I'm Jane Kavanagh from our Corporate Treasury Desk, and joining me on this podcast is our new Chief Economist, David McNamara. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
David, in terms of discussing these two important sectors of the Irish economy, I suppose we might kick off with the AIB Irish Manufacturing PMI data release. The headline on the report is Stronger Export Sales Boost Manufacturing Production in January. You might take us through the key findings of that report.
Yeah, so the key findings are that overall activity in the sector was still marginally lower on the month. So the index was at 49.5, so below that 50 level, which is the key sort of difference between growth and contraction. But as you said, there are some really positive points in there. So export sales were up at their strongest level for a long period of time. And I think that's very important because it suggests that global demand is recovering now after a very difficult period where we've had, inflation, higher interest rates impacting demand in the sector. And the other piece is that manufacturing production, so the goods leaving the factory gates, was higher in the month. But on the negative side, which dragged down the overall performance of the index, you are seeing higher input prices. So that old story, inflation starting to reemerge. And also you're seeing delivery times actually increase. And what's specifically cited by respondents this month is the disruption to trade routes through the Red Sea. So the Red Sea being really important for European and Asian trade. And we're seeing that now reflected in the survey and in higher prices. So some good points, some bad points. But the overarching trend for the manufacturing survey is essentially stagnation over the past year.
And what about employment in the sector then, David?
Employment stronger on the month. And I think that's a positive sign. So if you look at that in conjunction with the business expectations, so what manufacturers expect over the next 12 months, they're still broadly positive about the outlook. So they're feeling confident enough that they're continuing to take on new employees in the sector. And that's a good sign. But on the other side, you're also seeing them destocking. So the stocks of manufacturing goods starting to dwindle as well. And that's also a sign that demand is still pretty weak. And particularly in this survey, in this month, domestic demand is pretty weak. And that's offsetting the growth we're seeing in exports.
Okay. And how does that data compare then to other countries and economies?
So overall, as I said, the manufacturing sector in Europe and globally has been quite impacted by, it's been the front line of inflation over the past few years. And then, as you said, there's an emerging impact from the Red Sea. But if you look at us compared to the UK, for example, the UK survey was at 47.3 in January versus our own 49.5. And the Eurozone survey, quite negative, 46.6 on the month. So we're performing relatively better. But all three economies are still contracting in their manufacturing sectors.
So better than our European counterparts. And equally, I suppose, also the January reading was up from the December reading, which was, 48.9? So
indeed it was. So you're seeing a marginal improvement on the month. And I think you're starting to see green shoots around, export orders starting to return. So it's not all bad news.
Great. And I suppose just finishing up on the manufacturing side of the house, what's the outlook?
The outlook is mixed. If we just focus on the inflationary picture at the minute, overall, inflation continues to come down. So commodity prices are much lower than they were this time last year, particularly gas and oil. But we have seen the emergence of the Red Sea issue. Will that become a major issue? It could do if it's prolonged. If it's just a short period of time, like we saw a couple of years ago, if we remember the Suez Canal blockage, that lasted for a period of weeks. There was big financial losses, but it didn't have a huge impact on the global economy. If this one persists for a longer period of time, then you may see higher inflation. But rates are expected to come down this year. Central banks will begin cutting at some stage, and global demand will probably recover on the back of that. So that's probably net-net good news for the sector this year.
Very good. Moving across then to the services sector, David, the PMI index signaled growth with a reading of 50.5 in January, down from 53.2 in December. Can you give your thoughts on that latest report?
Yeah, this one was a little bit more surprising for me. The services sector has been a stronger performer than the manufacturing sector over the past year. And what we saw in January was the sector slowed quite considerably. So as you said, down to 50.5 from over 52 in December. And that's been driven by a couple of factors. And what we're seeing is that, you know, firms are continuing to report a rise in new business, but the level of outstanding work, so the current work that they're conducting, declined for the first time in 34 months. So for the first time since that recovery started in 2021. So that's a slight concern. Employment continues to rise, and actually it ticked up a little bit on the month, and business optimism for the future remains at high levels. So I'd be a little bit reluctant to suggest that this is the start of a sharp downturn in the sector with just 1 month worth of data. But nevertheless, it is quite a worrying trend that we did see quite a fall in activity, and essentially growth in the services sector is at stagnation in January.
Breaking it down a little bit further then, how did the individual sub-sectors perform?
Yeah, so you're seeing quite a divergence between the sectors. So overall, it covers four sectors in this survey. Two are up and two are down. So the two that are higher on the month, financial services continuing to perform very strongly. Technology, media and telecoms performing modestly positively on the month, but not quite as strong growth as you're seeing in financial services. And then the other two sectors which reported actually declines in activity, business services down quite sharply on the month, and transport, tourism and leisure also down marginally on the month. So very differing stories across the piece. Even if you dig into some of those sectors, technology, media and telecoms reporting declines in outstanding businesses, but an upturn in new orders. So there's real divergences across those sectors. So you're not seeing a unified growth or decline across the piece. The overarching message for me is that the sector is still growing. The services sector, it's very important for the Irish economy, but we seem to have slowed quite a bit in terms of that growth in January.
Okay, we take the positive from that, David. And then, as I asked you with the manufacturing survey, what is the outlook for the service sector, do you think?
One interesting point that I didn't mention already in the services sector, and you're seeing this reflected in inflation. Inflation is coming down overall, but where it's very sticky is in the services sector. And that's a piece that's worrying central bankers and might, you know, delay those first rate cuts. And you can see that in this month's survey. Input prices for services companies are higher, and what they're reporting is that labor costs are the key driver of that. So people are demanding more in wages because the cost of living is higher, and you're seeing that feed another cycle of inflation. Services companies are able to pass those on, so the prices that they're charging are higher as well. So I think inflation will remain a theme in the coming year for those services companies. As I said, on the manufacturing side, interest rates should come down. That should help the economy to pick up. But domestic demand appears to be on a weaker trajectory than it was, say, a year to 18 months ago.
Diversity is very interesting. Last question for you then, David. What do the PMIs collectively tell us about the state of the Irish economy right now?
Collectively, so we do get a composite number, which combines the manufacturing and the services sector. That was at 50.7 in January, down from 51.5. So that tells us that the economy, the private sector, at least, is still growing at a very modest pace, but it's not as quickly as it was before. So I think, you know, the forecast suggests the near-term outlook is for a more modest growth trajectory for the Irish economy. Domestic demand a little bit weaker, and the multinational sector not growing quite as quickly and exporting at the exceptional pace that it was a year ago.
David, that has all been very interesting. Thank you very much for your time, and thank you to all our customers and listeners for joining us today. Stay close to all our latest podcasts by pressing the subscribe button to AIB's Market Talk wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the latest edition of AIB Market Talk. Allied Irish Banks PLC is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland. AIB NI is a trademark used under licence by AIB Group UK PLC, authorised by the Prudential Regulation Authority and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority and the Prudential Regulation Authority. Allied Irish Bank GB and Allied Irish Bank GB Savings Direct are trademarks used under licence by AIB Group UK PLC, authorised by the Prudential Regulation Authority and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority and the Prudential Regulation Authority.